really. So I don't know what Fairbanks is doing. Friends up there, it's probably down way below zero. If it's down to zero here, it's probably 20, 30 below up there. Beautiful weather in Alaska. Great day to get out your shorts and have a go at the beach down here, right? Well, I've got several things we're going to talk about today. IRS issues, of course, and the congressional record things that I've been getting. But I want to make just a few comments. I was watching on Bill Still, all of these Muslim blacks pouring across out of Mexico. And Obama's letting them in. You think we might have a damn Muslim in the White House?
Well, welcome to the Ralph Winterroad Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II. I was sitting here waiting for RBN to call me, and I had restarted my computer and hadn't turned on Skype. I don't know what to say. Brain flatulation when you get to be 74. I guess maybe I can have an excuse for doing that. I don't know. I want to talk today about some of the current things, but also to want to go over what's going on with the state of Washington, Minnesota, and those people. And I looked at the brief. I haven't got through all of it yet, but the brief that came out of the Department of Justice since Attorney General Sessions has got there, that last brief is absolutely astounding. It's a very in-depth, very well. I've got so many things that I'm getting out of it that I can use for other things. Much better than the initial oral arguments that I heard, which I thought both sides did. I would give them both a D-. And the initial brief that came out of the DOJ. Now, of course, Sessions wasn't in. Attorney General Sessions wasn't there then. So, and, of course, it was on a hurried-up thing, so you also got to make allowances for that. But this latest brief that they did up there, and, of course, they do not want to go up on appeal. They want to have a new executive order, and then their goal is they'll put out a thing and cancel the other one. So that will stop everything, and it'll take everything back to ground zero. And he will put out President Trump will put out a brand new executive order. And there's some areas that might be construed as ambiguous. That they try to get through, and I've experienced this tremendously. If you are dealing with the liars, which almost all of them are at the IRS without exception, they're all liars. They use boilerplate stuff. And they make a presumption. You're a taxpayer, you're an individual, and they get you off on a tangent arguing something that there is no subject matter jurisdiction. There is no personal personam jurisdiction. They don't want to go there. And that's what I have seen. I've downloaded some of the amicus curiae briefs of that particular case because it's so important. And I'm telling you, we got a lot of states out there, these state governments that are actually, I would say enemies of the state, but I think maybe Trump got it better for the press than that. They're enemies of the American people. And these are some of the states that Trump carried. But we have an ingrained, indoctrinated Satanist. They're liars. And the father of all liars is the devil. John 8:31-44. The truth shall set you free is in there. The father of all liars is the devil. You do not understand my language because God is not in you. You can't talk to these people. I've mentioned Gerst's name up here. He's the guy that I've dealt with on another issue, which I won't, because I don't want to contaminate the other thing that I was working with him on, because that's a factual type thing. But you can't make this stuff up. Their minds are just closed. Facts are irrelevant. And you can't do anything about it. I saw where the Pope is saying, all the religions are all headed in the same direction, so we can be a Allah, you can be Jewish, you can be all these different things, and that's not so. Hindu, we're all headed the same way, so all these gods are all after the same thing. I kind of remember something about the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And this pope is coming out, the pope, it's not about being Catholic, it's about these, like our Obama, headed by somebody that is a Satanist. Liars. I can't believe that the pope would make a statement like that. And that all these religions are of peace. They're all about peace. Oh, you betcha. Absolutely. You've got to be kidding me. And here is the pope sitting over there in a Vatican with a wall, great big wall around it to keep out who? The Muslims and everybody else. It's on the internet. Go look at the Deliver Us from Evil. And there was a new movie made out to Deliver Us from Evil. It's about the pedophilia that's going on absolutely out of control in the Roman Catholic Church priests. And this Deliver Us from Evil is about they actually have him talking. This priest is in there. And they kept moving him around, hiding it. They finally convicted him. I don't remember his name. Put him in jail. Then they sent him back to Ireland, I think it was. Didn't tell the people over there. He's making excuses for what it is. Well, I'm not going to be doing that, and yada, yada, yada. They always have an excuse. There's no excuse for anybody in pedophilia. You shoot the sons of bitches, pardon my French. You just do it. You ain't going to fix them. Kill them. Or lock them up forever. Put them all together. But what's a jar of Vaseline, I guess? I don't know. These people are evil. And then he started doing it over there. Boy, isn't that a shock to your system? You can't fix these people like that, evil. I can't wait for this Pizzagate thing to drop. There's 400 or 500 of these pedophilia's rings and stuff. People have been arrested now on the West Coast and other places, and maybe it's heading now supposedly to the East Coast. And if the FBI information is correct that I've seen from several places, that there's about 100 government officials in it, that it's going to bring down some very high up people. Oh, I can't wait. Bring it on. We know Hillary's in on it. Bill's in on it. Pagaster, or whatever the hell his name is, the head guy for Hillary. You can't make this stuff up. These people are sick. They're not sick, they're evil. They're not sick. Sick can be cured. These people are evil. They're Satanist. And they're liars. And the father of all liars is the devil. John 8:31-44, read it. Truth will set you free. The father of all liars is the devil. Why would I ever listen to a liar? There's nothing to be gained other than I got another one. Well, they must be hiding something, so they tell lies, and they always accuse you of something that they're doing. They're really good. They're very good at it. Saul Alinsky, 2-star pupils. Hillary wrote a brief on it, her thesis. She met him. Never admit the con. Never. You ever heard her admit anything? She just denied, denied, denied. She makes completely 180 degree statements. And, of course, we have the press, the mainstream media, which is indoctrinated. Basically, about 95% of them are all on the other side of life. Supporting liars, making up fake news. I have never, I praise the Lord above that we got Trump in there. And he's making good on his promises. Everybody said, oh, he won't do this. Oh, he won't do that. He's trucking, man. He's going to have bitter, bitter offense. Because these people don't want to be exposed. Because a lot of them are going to be getting, hopefully, some orange suits. And free room and board. And they will be shamed. I can't wait to see Hillary and Bill and Obama, Loretta Lynch, Holder, some of these people go to just have handcuffs on them. They're liars. I cannot tolerate liars. I had my company. Thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal. Lying, you're fired. I will not tolerate liars. There's nothing to be gained by a liar. Why would I want him in my company? We down a big switch, which has happened. I've downed it myself. Like Hotel Captain Cook, I made an error or did something, and the switch goes down. That the Wally Hickel, the owner, or Wally Hickel Jr., was the main guy running it then. They need to know the truth, and they respect you for it. That's why I got to be the largest privately held interconnect up here against AT&T, GCI, and all these other people, because I would never, and I'm telling you, telecommunications is like politics. It is so corrupt, clear to the core, from the state of Alaska bidding these bids, they come to you and offer you percentage, like they want 3 or 4, or even up to 5% of the bid to give you the bid. I've had them offer me money, Comtech up here, a company. Municipality of Anchorage, I bid $250,000. Comtech bid over $800,000 for a northern switch. I was selling Mitel. They canceled the bid. Do you know who got it? Comtech. $250,000 to $800,000. Do you think there's enough money in there to grease a lot of palms? That's the way it works. I had no idea until I got into it. you can't make this stuff up. And that's what we're seeing today. These people are coming out of the woodwork. All of these major companies don't want to have limiting visas and this stuff because they're using foreign trade, foreign people, nationals, for software and whatever, including Apple, Microsoft, big guys, biggest in the world. I'm an Apple fan, but I am not supporting Apple in that respect. So you can't make this stuff up. I was really impressed. Trump isn't like the Pharisees and the Sadducees and getting up in front of the temple and pounding his chest. Hey, look at me, man. Ain't I great? I was really astounded. Melania, I think it's pronounced. I have trouble with pronunciation names. Did the Lord's Prayer down in Florida. I thought that was absolutely astounding. And she said she wanted to honor the office. What did Michelle? Well, we finally got some hope. We got some black folk in here. What the hell's black folk got to do with it? I don't care what color your damn skin is. We got hope now. And then when they leave, well, we no longer have any hope. Oh, really? Liars. He has confirmed to be such a liar on the Obamacare 30-some times. A liar. Just like Hillary. And what's the scary part is we have a lot of people out there that support liars. They supported Obama because he's black. They supported Hillary because she's got a vagina. Wow, that's really a qualification. I wonder, does she use her vagina to sign something? What is this? Because this is women's thing. It defies all logic. There's no logic there. What is the common law? People talk about it. I have it's come out of the Giles Jacobs law dictionary back in 1792. I have an original book, and then I gave $1,000 for that because I want to see what we're supposed to have. You can't understand what we don't have if you don't get to the truth of what supposedly this stuff means. What is common law? And if you're on the IRS list, or even if you're not today, you have to send me a thing. And I still owe some people on the mandamus for a rapport, but I'm going to get to that because I've got an awful lot to. Anyway, I'm going to cover some of that here. There's a lot of stuff going on in Minnesota now. But in the common law in 1810, there was a guy, I think Tomlinson, I think was the name. I'm trying to find the thing here. See what it's, I don't know why I don't have it here. Let me go up here to the thing. I see this is on page 533. I want to see what the common law is. It came out of the English common law, Giles Jacobs, and it's T period E period Tomlins, T-O-M-L-I-N-S. And it was set up in 1810 to take the English common law and have the applications of where it had to us today when they first came over here, because everything is supposed to be based on the common law. Everybody talks about it. Can you tell me what it is? Do you have any evidence of it? I bought a whole set of these books, a reprint, and because I did. What you think you know or what we think we know is not so. That's the sad part of this, one of the biggest problems we have. So what is the common law? This is on page 523. I think it's volume, I don't know which volume it is, but I had to do it in volumes here. It is taken for the law of this kingdom simply, without any other laws, as it was generally holden before any statute was enacted in Parliament to alter the same. And the King's Courts of Justice are called the Common Law Courts. The common law is grounded upon the general customs of the realm. And it includes the law of nature. Law of nature is, there are several things that go along with the law of nature, including the right to defend yourself, the right of, well, we'll be back in just a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here, and I was just talking about the common law of the law of nature. We're going to get to several things with the common law. What is the law of nature? It's based on God's law, by the way, but in Bouvier's, the primitive laws of nature may be reduced to six, namely, comparative sagacity, four reasons, self-love, the attraction of the sexes to each other, the tenderness of parents towards their children, their religious sentiment, sociability. When a man is properly organized, he is able to distinguish moral good from moral evil. The study of man proves that man is not only an intelligent but free being, and he is therefore responsible for his actions. The judgment we form of our good actions produces happiness. On the contrary, the judgments we form of our bad actions produce unhappiness. Every animated being is impelled by nature to his own preservation, to defend his life and body from injuries, to shun what may be hurtful, and to provide all things requisite to his existence. Hence the duty to watch over his own preservation. Suicide and dueling are therefore contrary to this law, and the man cannot mutilate himself nor renounce his liberty. The attraction of the sexes has been provided to the preservation of human race, and the law condemns celibacy. The end of marriage proves that polygamy and polyandry are contrary to the laws of nature. Hence, it follows that the husband and the wife have a mutual and exclusive right over each other. Man, from his birth, is wholly unable to provide for the least of his necessities, but the love of the parents supplies for this weakness. This is one of the most powerful laws of nature. The principal duties it imposes upon the parents are to bestow upon the child all the care its weaknesses requires, to provide for the necessary food, clothing, to instruct it, to provide for its wants, and to use coercive means for the good when required. And it goes on and on and on. This is the law of nature. This is part of the common law. It says also, common law is grounded upon the general customs of the realm and is included in it the law of nature, which is self-preservation. Why would we be bringing in Islam? Why would we bring in people that want to kill us? That want to convert everybody to Islam? How do you separate them out? They have a false god. Can't have them here. The second one is the law of God. Well, they sure as heck don't conform to the law of God, you think? See, the Pope is saying, we got all these gods here. We got Allah. Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? Allah without the Christ is a false god. The Jews, Moses without Christ is a false god that they do. Hindu, who the hell? I don't know what those people worship. They build something and worship a guy sitting there squatting, and I don't know what all that's about. Who cares? False gods. And the principles and maxims of law. It is founded upon reason. What a novel idea. It is said to be the perfection of reason, acquired by long study, observation, and experience, and refined by learned men in all ages. And it is the common birthright that the subject hath for the safeguard and defense not only of his goods, lands, and revenues, but of his wife and children, body, fame, and life also. They've gotten it away from us. How do they do this? One of the things that I finally backed this into is your birthright. In the Bible, give away the birthright for porridge. Birthright is the right to own land and all that, the right of a cent of your property. How do they get our birthright away? That's why I've been doing the status things. Oh, back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Well, we're back and from break. And Esau, the Bible, porridge and some lentils, sold his birthright, property, everything. How do they get our birthright away from us? Because we keep volunteering. A statutory creation by any legislature or Congress is not organic. It's statutory. And he who creates the statutory fiction or status therein controls what this fiction thing can do. Yes. A citizen of the United States. Imagine, if you go into the Constitution of the United States, why do they have in there about the privileges and immunities of the several states? You can move around amongst the several states. It's the privileges and immunities of the citizens of the several states. If you're a citizen of the United States, you don't need that. Totally illogical. Why didn't they put that in the Constitution? You got to be a citizen of the United States. The privileges and immunities of a citizen of the United States are the same in all the several states. Duh. It's unbelievable. Some of this stuff, it takes me a while to see. Some of the stuff is so blatantly, glaringly illogical. Can't believe it. A citizen of the United States has no elective franchise, right to vote. Supreme Court said so. So what the hell are they, everybody signing up for it? Because that we have, the states are merely subparts of the fictional United States. They're not sovereign. They're not the several states. But we don't know that. Because they don't tell us that. Why would they not tell us that? Well, because they don't want us to know, you think? Think there might be a problem there? Just like the 14th Amendment. You can't make this stuff up. Why would they, I've got to bring this up. You put in here subject to. Why is the 14th Amendment say subject to? Now, this is the same thing that we've got illogically, is how can all these states like Minnesota and Washington and Oregon and California have sanctuary cities, sanctuary states? It's a law of the United States. How do they get to say, well, let's see, I don't think I want to be subject to that one. How does the governor or a town or a mayor say, well, let's see, this law of the United States, no, I don't think I want to do that one. Really? I don't remember under the immigration or laws of the United States, it's in Article 6 of the Constitution. I can't seem to find that part that says, if you don't like a law of the United States, you can just say, no, I don't want to do it. Really? You can't make this stuff up. I am kidding you. You cannot make this stuff up. It is so far out there in la-la land. You just can't make it up. And you're getting away with it. Up to now, till Trump come in. But that's going to change. But you see, he's keeping his word. But everybody kept saying, oh, no, he's not going to keep his word. Now he's keeping the word, and they're in a panic. Why does it say, like in the 14th Amendment, subject to... Is it discretionary? Do we have discretionary laws? Really? Do we actually have discretionary laws that says, oh, let's see, no, I don't think I want to do that one. Really? What does the 14th Amendment say? I'm going to read it here. Just getting down to it. All persons, that could be anybody, individuals, whatever, persons in this, in the 14th, can be corporations, anybody. Born or naturalized in the United States. Well, the only people that get naturalized is live people, a man or a woman or a child. The only people that get born is a man or a woman, child, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, comma, are citizens of the United States wherein they reside. What's so wrong with that thing? The first part is absolutely correct. But subject to our citizen of the United States and the state where they reside. Notice there's no domicile. You see, a citizen of the United States, a fiction in law, can't have a domicile. Now, corporations have a domicile, and they can't move it. Wherever that corporation lands and was created in law, that's its domicile. It can't change it. Now, they couldn't do that with the citizen of the United States because that would give the make it too easy for us to figure out. So they use reside. I got a module on reside or resident. Supreme Court in the early part of our republic said, you got to be kidding me. There is no such thing as reside or resident. You need a domicile. Because a reside or resident can be anywhere. You need one domicile. No citizen of the United States can ever have a domicile. They want to play word games with you. Just be very careful. They always use resident or resides. They will try to hook in domicile on some of these state codes, but then if you start seeing, you'll see where they do a shift. They do take something and then they take it totally out of context, and we just make a transition. We just slip from the fictional world or the law side of domicile into the fictional world. What does it say subject to? Can you imagine any law of any of our laws of the Minnesota, laws of North Carolina, laws of Texas, or the laws of the United States that it says subject to? Let's see here. If I do a murder, I'm subject to something? You've got to be kidding me. You can't make this stuff up. What does subject to mean? That's what it says, subject to. So that means that I may not be subject to it. Well, what do I use in my defense? Well, you see, in St. Augustine Pools, Inc. versus Barker, this is 687 South, that's SO2D 957. This is out of the District Court Appeals of Florida, Fifth Circuit. And it's based on other cases, but it's 687 SO period 2D 957, it's on page 958. The term subject to means, that means is a killer. Supreme Court has said that when that means is used, that's the exclusive use of that word because it now has been transformed into a term. This is how they trap us. You go into traffic court, you're being tried by terms which you don't understand. If you knew the terms of motor vehicle and all this nonsense, objection, no foundation, that is a term. It must be on the record. Does this trooper understand the term? Oops. Does the prosecutor that's using terms that never puts them in there? Objection. Foundation. There's no foundation for the use. He's using words, general usage, that are terms. It's like the IRS says, you're a taxpayer. Really? Means what? I'm a citizen of the United States. What does that mean? Jury. Everybody's here a citizen of the United States, Alaska. You have to test under oath. Federal courts. I'm a citizen of the United States. This is how I stopped the prosecution of misdemeanors on me on driver's license stuff. Well, they just testified to it. So I want to test the veracity and the intelligence of these people. So I got to say to these people that did this thing. So what is it? I don't know. Wait a minute here. You just testified under oath, true, correct, and complete. You are a citizen of the United States, and you don't know what the hell it is? We got a problem. We have a jury, but it's a bunch of idiots. Ignorance. If they don't know what it is and they just testified to it, how can I have a trial by jury of my peers, which, of course, citizens of the United States are not? Prosecutors do not like that approach. So what is subject to? Means liable, subordinate, subservient, inferior, obedient to. And then there's a semicolon. So it can be any one of those things up to the semicolon. I could be liable, I could be subordinate, I could be subservient, inferior, or obedient to. Semicolon. Governed or affected by. Another semicolon. So I could either be governed or a second. Or provided that. Oops, what's going on here? Provided that. That's another semicolon. Provided, another semicolon, answerable. And that's based on several other cases. Going up to the Supreme Court of the United States, writ of certiorari decline in other cases. So I could, why did they say subject to? Oh, because I just don't know any better. How would I know any better? Because they don't teach me this stuff. This is how they trap you. You fight any ordinance, any traffic ticket, anything in court. I absolutely guarantee you without exception, they are using terms in general usage and you are being hooked because you do not speak the language. John 8. But in you, you do not understand my language. I don't understand your language because you're using deception. And by the way, to get that and allow it to happen, because you are deemed to know the law is subordination of perjury. And that's a felony. You are knowingly soliciting false evidence that you know is not true. In Rappert's case, in Minnesota, IRS case. Do you know what any of the terms are? Nobody knew. Are you going to look them up? I have no interest in looking them up. He's a taxpayer. He has income. I'm a withholding agent. But nobody even knows what it is. Nobody even knew that there are five subtypes of Internal Revenue laws. You can't make this stuff up. It's so unbelievable. The judge tried to cover it because he wasn't doing the law. He couldn't. And he kept shutting Rappert down. Oh, we can't do that. He would do a transformation. Well, what's a taxpayer? No, you just have to file a return. No, wait a minute. What's a taxpayer? No, you got to file a return. He's the only guy in here that knew it was dangerous. Hauser was dumber than a rock. The judge actually stopped in Rappert's case, I forget what it was, and he went out and had a talk with him, right in the middle of testimony. I said right then, we've won the case. I started at the very beginning, and I saw what was happening, and I shook my head. I just couldn't believe it. The judge chastised me. Shake your head one more time, you're gone. I just sit there and listen to a bunch of liars putting in no evidence. Zero evidence. There were no essential elements. Every crime, everything in civil or criminal has essential elements that have to be proven. There's no presumption nonsense. This is what they use on the administrative side. Oh, he's a taxpayer. No, I'm not a taxpayer. Oh, he is a taxpayer. Oh, he's not a taxpayer. Anytime you see that, you're in the administrative world of the land of Oz. God help you, because you're really in deep caca. Unbelievable. So subject two, 14th Amendment. Are you a 14th Amendment? Only if you keep signing up. because these forms, it is a form of a star chamber, a very sophisticated star chamber. There are many aspects of the old English star chamber, but the three of them that are very important is to incriminate yourself. So I fill out this form. Oh, fill out the form here so I can get a benefit. What are they doing? You're incriminating yourself. Why does it have the penalties of perjury at the bottom? A lot of them have you got to be a citizen of the United States right out in the open. Why do I have to claim that? Why? I have to sell my birthright under the penalties of perjury to self-incriminate myself. That's why we have it in the Bill of Rights. You can't self-incriminate. You can't incriminate yourself. Why do they need it under the penalties of perjury? They don't do anything under the penalties of perjury. Because I've never been taught. I am hanging myself. That's the second part of a trilateral or a trilemma of a star chamber. You have to incriminate yourself under the penalties of perjury. So you're making an implied in law contract. They don't have to do a damn thing. You're applying for something, but they don't have to do anything. It's called an implied in law contract. I want to be bound by something. I don't have a damn clue what the hell I'm signing up for. And I want money or something. And then the third part, of course, is they will find you for contempt or put you in jail. Because it's like in Radford's case. Well, you didn't sign. Your signature isn't on a document. But the law says I can't go there. Because all state income taxes all have a federal income tax that has to be filled out before you can do a state income tax. Oh, we can't talk about that. That's right on the damn form. In Rappert's case, they gave the evidence of it. We can't talk about that. You just can't make this stuff up. Like I say, I don't know what to say anymore. It's so black and white. There's no doubt about it. It's unambiguous. And yet they convict people for it. I saw in this one case up here, if I ever get the transcript, if he ever gets it done, guy out of pump two, I sat there and watched it, and that would be a hell of a, if I ever get the damn transcript, if he ever does his appeal, if I get my hands on that transcript, it is absolutely, they brought in the top guns there, this gal that does this, these Donfilers or whatever they guess they want to call them, and she just lied her butt off, and the guy got up there and asked, money is income. Whoa, wait a minute here, Bubba. You have no authority to make a determination of anything. You just did what happened in Texas in 25 states, took Obama up on amnesty. You made a rule because you're a flunky. You got to start with the rulemaking. You made a determination. You can't do it, Bubba. Nobody said a word.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and we'll get into the second hour into what's going on with Washington and all that. But this is important stuff. Oath. What's an oath? There are several types of oaths. What's an office? Oath of offices. Our, quote, people up here in Alaska do oaths of offices. They don't mean anything. They have no office. The oath of office, it means nothing. Well, how do they get away with it? Well, in Alaska, there's 41 little words that's in quotation marks. Nobody in Alaska will do it because they can't. They can't do it because they hold no public office. They would have to be people by the citizens of Alaska to put them in office amongst many other things that are missing. So they hold no public office. But yet they have an oath of office. So what are we talking here? Let me go down to office here first. Office. It is said the duty of officium principally implies a duty. It is the next place of the charge of such duty. And that it is a rule that where one man hath to do another's affairs against his will and without his leave, which means his permission, that is an office. So where somebody is doing something on your behalf against your will, that's an office. That's the limited delegation of power that we do in the several states with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, a limited delegation of power to hold an office. These are the things that you can do. These are the things thou shalt not do under the Bill of Rights. You can't do these things. That's an office because we are agreed as a society, as a culture, to have an office and have three branches to try to keep mankind innocent or honest. That's an office. Well, how do they get around it? They don't do the words. They always mix the words up. Even the President of the United States, even Trump, didn't do technically the oath of office that's in the Constitution because they put his name in there. And that's not in the Constitution of the United States. It's in quotation marks. I don't even know if he knows. Because nobody can know all this stuff. You just can't know it. You just unless you study it, because we have been hoodwinked. We have been hoodwinked. So we get back to Oath. Let me get back up here to Oath. How do they pull that one off? Well, you see, it says here, this is under Oath. There are several sorts of oaths in our law. And I can't pronounce all of these Latin words. One is where the oath is made either to do or not to do such a thing. Another type of oath is when a person is charged with any matter in a bill in chancery. Another type of oath, where anyone is produced as a witness to prove or disprove a thing. Another type of oath is when a person is sworn to try on an issue. But you see, it gets more interesting. All oaths must be lawful, allowed by the common law or some statute, if they are administered by persons in a private capacity or not duly authorized, they are quorum non judicis, or J-U-D-I-C-E. They're without authority and void. Are the people that are doing the oaths authorized to do that? Is the clerk authorized to do that? I don't know. I never looked it up. Back in a minute.
My name is Don Wiskins, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.